From the newsroom, I'm Peter Colleen. Some flights at the California Redwood Coast Humboldt County Airport may be affected through Monday as a result of necessary upgrades being done by the Federal Aviation Administration to their navigational equipment on the airport's main runway. The work is expected to be completed by Monday. The instrument landing system helps pilots land in challenging weather situations, and it's been fully operational to this point. However, due to FAA guidelines, certain components of the system need to be upgraded periodically. Typically, flights with heavy rain or fog will be most impacted. The City of Eureka will continue performing road construction work on Waterfront Drive from G Street to J Street in Eureka on Monday through next Saturday. The work requires road and sidewalk closures for the length of the construction. Work will typically be performed between the hours of 7 a.m. and 6 p.m. That is weather permitting. Also on Monday, between the hours of 4 a.m. and 6 a.m., PG&E will be working in the area of Hartwood Drive and Sutter Road in McKinleyville. This will affect the power to the traffic signals at Hartwood Drive and Sutter Road. The traffic signal will be off, but there will be stop signs posted at each of those intersections. Drivers are advised to use four-way stop protocols. The Humboldt-Del Norte Film Commission has been nominated for an award for its work making the movie A Wrinkle in Time. According to the Redwood Times, the commission was nominated for the Outstanding Film Commission Award by Lori Balton, a location scout. The award is presented by Location Managers Guild International, a global group of career location professionals who assist movie and TV producers in finding the perfect spot to shoot. The reason for the Humboldt-Del Norte Film Commission nomination was for going above and beyond in their efforts to support the movie production. They will find out in September if they've won. It's Get Out and Play Day this Saturday in Eureka. Thousands expected to take part in the event, which started in 2014. Along with a bar crawl this evening, there will be a Saturday disc golf tournament, as well as the grand reopening of the Eureka Municipal Golf Course. There will be long drive and putting competitions, giving contestants the opportunity to face off against local government officials. Along with some new activities, the tried and true, like the skateboard competition, will also be around. Skateboard competition actually predates Get Out and Play Day. It used to be known as the Kicks and Tricks Skateboarding Competition. With news, I'm Peter Colleen.